You know, I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Evan Cohen is on ESPN 106.3. Streaming live via the free ESPN app or on your Alexa, Google, or Siri smart speakers. Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Here's Evan Cohen.
Okay, welcome to the show. Evan Cohen with you on the 27th day of September 2022. As always, brought to you by Duffy's, of course. Duffy'sMVP.com for more information. And Duffy's is the place for all the football action. Enjoy award-winning burgers and wings and two-for-one drinks all day, every day. Plus, their football fan favorites, such as the new meatball sub, buffalo cauliflower, or cheeseburger sliders. If you're watching the games in your home field, no problem. Bring Duffy's party platters home when you order online. For more information, visit Duffy'sMVP.com. And remember, at Duffy's, our game is always on. Hopefully, some of you watched Monday Night Football last night. All of you watched Monday Night Football last night at Duffy's. A great spot to watch all of the games, of course. And you had a game last night between the Cowboys and the Giants where Dallas won 23-16. Just as a reminder and a refresher, before the season, I picked the Cowboys and the Broncos in the Super Bowl. Not looking great right now necessarily, but not looking horrific, I guess. I mean, the Broncos kind of stink. I also picked Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, to actually win coach of the year. And despite what Jerry Jones, the owner and general manager of the Cowboys, wants, which he alluded to the idea that, hey, maybe there could be a quarterback controversy if potentially Cooper Rush plays well, there's not going to be a quarterback controversy with the Cowboys, but I feel pretty good right now about my coach of the year pick, Mike McCarthy. Do I think he's the coach of the year in the NFL right now? No, I think Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins is. And if not Mike McDaniel, then it's Nick Sirianni of the Eagles. And if it's not him, it's Doug Peterson of the Jaguars. Amazing to think that the top two seeds in the AFC come out of our state in the Dolphins and the Jaguars. But I think that people have this perception about the Dallas Cowboys and their head coach, Mike McCarthy, that he's inept. Like, I've heard people make fun of him constantly. And if you actually look at his resume, this is a guy that went to the playoffs 10 times. He's had 9 double-digit winning seasons in his NFL career, and he's won a Super Bowl. This is not some inept head coach. And if you go and look at the guy that everybody wants over him, the guy that the Dolphins wanted initially in Sean Payton, Sean Payton came in the league with the New Orleans Saints right around the same time, if not the same year, if I'm not mistaken, as Mike McCarthy. They both had Hall of Fame quarterbacks. One had Drew Brees and one had Aaron Rodgers. They both have won one Super Bowl. They basically have similar to the same resumes. And yet everybody wants to call for Mike McCarthy's head. Isn't today the kind of day after you win on the road at Monday, you know, on Monday Night Football at the Giants? And I understand it's not Phil Simms or Eli Manning as quarterback, it's Daniel Jones, but you're going up against a team that was 2-0. They were hot. They were believing in their coach. They're taking risks with their offense. And the Cowboys come in last night with a backup quarterback and win that game the way that they did on that unreal 11 play, 89 yards, 6 minute and 12 second drive to go up 20-13 in that spot. Like, that was pretty damn impressive. CeeDee Lamb, who had an awful drop earlier in the game, comes in and has a big catch on 4th and 4, then has a catch by the goal line where he just plows over a Giants defender and has a one-handed amazing catch in the end zone. And this is all while the defense is just pummeling the Giants and rushing the hell out of the quarterback. I'm just saying, I think the Dallas Cowboys are pretty good. And I think it's kind of commonplace and trendy to always rip on them and make fun of them. And that's not to say that there will not be a time the rest of the season, because there will be, where I won't come on here, because I will, and make fun of the Dallas Cowboys and say, I can't believe Jerry Jones did this, Jerry Jones did that. He couldn't figure out how to take a selfie last night on a picture and video that went viral. But they're 2-1. They've got a backup quarterback playing, and they've got a coach that has been ridiculed. And yet I think he's doing a good job, and they're doing a good job. So, yes, 5 minutes of praise for the Dallas Cowboys. Wow. I've had about almost 5 decades, it feels like, of praise. Or they've had almost 5 decades of Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning. They deserve the praise. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Bradley specializes in cost-effective solutions to fit your individual needs. So call Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning at 561-793-7497 or visit BradleyAir.com for Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning. That's for anything. Emergency response, routine periodic inspection, which I certainly would sign up for their service program if I were you guys out there, especially during a time like this with storms, etc. Who knows what happens? Power gets knocked out. You know what the deal. I know it's more West Coast than East Coast, but you get the overall point. It allows for the reminder for this with Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning, 561-793-7497 or BradleyAir.com to speak with the knowledgeable and trained team at Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning. Can Levick Alive right now on ESPN 106.3.